People whose job it is to make sure that cars are safe haven't forced a single manufacturer to recall a car in the 9 years they've been in charge. The Vehicle and Operator Services Agency, or VOSA, says the compulsory recalls are unnecessary because voluntary ones are working perfectly well. Critics say the body is siding with the industry. Well, we'll be hearing both sides of that argument in just a minute, but first, someone directly affected. Adam Brownhill is a GP who also volunteers with a team of first responders to road accidents. A faulty part in his car forced it to lose power in the outside lane on the motorway.
Well, I was just driving along the M4 and I moved from lane 2, or the middle lane, into the outside lane, lane 3, to overtake two lorries that were overtaking themselves, and was about to signal to move back in on the motorway when I noticed that the power completely gone in my car. I had a quick look down on the dashboard and saw a whole load of warning symbols, and the engine had completely died. So I was left in lane 3 at 70 miles an hour with two lorries still in lane 1 and lane 2 coming up behind me rather quickly. And in essence, I was left as a, for want of a better phrase, as a dead duck in lane 3 of the M4. I mean, it was absolutely terrifying because all of a sudden your steering's gone really, really heavy. Your brakes start to fail. It was absolutely terrifying.
Ooh. And what happened then?
Because of the extra charity work I do, I'm a volunteer for a charity called Swift Medics, and we provide doctors out to the scene of road traffic accidents. We have extra advanced training done by the driver training unit at Wiltshire Police Force. And as a consequence, I also have flashing blue and red lights fitted to my car. And I quickly realised that I did not have enough of power left in my car to get off the motorway unassisted. So I put the car into neutral so that it would coast further. And I activated my rear lights as I felt it was in the best interest of the other people around me to warn them. And I managed to safely move from lane 3 off onto the hard shoulder and coast to a safe place to stop. Having said that, I still very nearly got hit by a lorry. And I've got no doubt if it wasn't for the extra training I had and my ability to seriously warn people, that I would have been struck by one of those vehicles on the M4.
So did you find out then what had caused this to happen to your car?
Well, ironically, this problem had happened to a friend of mine's car about a week beforehand, and I was taking the mick out of him, going, oh, well, listen, your Skoda's obviously a lot worse than mine. But it wasn't till I got home and started looking it up on the internet that I'd realised how widespread a problem this was and how long this problem had been going on for. And to be honest with you, I was absolutely furious. I'd nearly died, and other people could have been injured, very seriously injured, because of a well-known fault with a part manufactured by the Volkswagen Audi group.
So what do you think VOSA should do?
They should publicise the fact that there's an issue with this problem, and they should have a very serious conversation with the manufacturers of this faulty part, and I think they should force them to do a recall. It's not as if this is an indicator bulb that's not working. I nearly had a very serious accident on the M4, and it would have involved many other people.
Dr. Adam Brownhill, which has also been criticising the Vehicle and Operator Services Agency. Richard Headland is their car editor. Richard, have you heard any other stories like that?
Yes, Dr. Brownhill's example is unfortunately all too common in our experience. So, and it's quite clear from listening to his case there that this is an issue that could quite clearly have caused a serious accident, and yet the issue has not been subject to a recall in the UK. Two others that came to our attention in the last year or so. One was quite a similar example with a Volvo V70, where the driver reported total loss of control, total loss of power, sorry, and associated loss of steering and braking assistance. And again, having to guide the vehicle to the side of the road to avoid an accident. When he looked this problem up on the internet, he discovered it was a problem with the vehicle's throttle system. And actually, Volvos in America had been recalled for exactly the same problem, but cars in the UK had not been recalled. So again, it's deep parallels with Dr. Brownhill's experience about what in our mind seems to be very clearly a safety issue, but in VOSA's mind is not being treated as such.
Well, let's hear from VOSA. Alex Fiddes is their operations director. Now, there are 110,000 cars with the same engine as Dr. Brownhill's on the road. He thinks they should have all been recalled. Tell us what is happening.
VW have launched a customer care programme to recall these vehicles through customer care, and currently they've recalled about 50% of them. We feel that this doesn't warrant a full vehicle recall, because when, as it was named, the vehicle and the power fails, the vehicle can be guided to the side of the road.
Well, if you're really, his point was, if you're a really skillful driver, you're lucky enough to have extra flashing lights fitted to your car because you volunteer to help out with road traffic accidents.
We've had no instances of people being seriously injured as a result of this defect. So currently, you know, we've worked with VW and we're content with the approach that they're contacting all the owners of these vehicles. We've helped them with providing all the registered keeper details from the DVLA database. So I believe that there's, you know, plans in place to address the problems that your first person spoke about.
I've been having a look at your rules, your criteria for a recall, and they say that it's a problem that creates a risk of injury or death. You're saying that no one has been injured or killed. But it does, they don't have to be, do they? According to your rules, it should simply create a risk. He was definitely at risk, wasn't he, of injury and death?
Our rules, and to best describe this, is we look at things that are sudden and unexpected that has catastrophic results for the occupant. And, you know, primarily, and our first priority is road safety. And with these instances, it's very similar to the vehicle running out of fuel, which does happen quite frequently. And, you know, I believe that the steps we've put in place with this fault are more than adequate to have the issue addressed.
You see, your critics say that you're allowing the car makers to avoid what would be adverse publicity rather than putting them in the spotlight when things go wrong, and that isn't fair.
I don't think that's true. We work closely with manufacturers, and we believe the approach we take in Great Britain of working with manufacturers is very effective. Last year, Vosa launched 253 recalls vehicles, built to 1.9 million vehicles, and the success rate of Vosa and the manufacturers working together has resulted in over 90% of those vehicles being successfully recalled and the defects remedied.
But Dr. Brownhill says that when he went to your website, he found no mention of it. So what his point is why investigate if you're not going to tell anybody of the outcome of these investigations?
Well, there are two. There are code recalls where, when we do find those things that could be sudden and catastrophic, we will publish those and make that information freely available to the public. There are other areas where there is a voluntary arrangement, which the manufacturers do, and the manufacturers then contact the registered keepers of the vehicles to notify them of what they're planning to do.
You see, he'd heard nothing about it apart from an anecdote from a friend. And he says that when he went online, people have been pointing out this engine fault for 5 years, and that you've only recently agreed with VW that they will put this fault right when they're servicing cars. And until now, lots of people have paid for these repairs themselves as repairs when really they were faults.
Well, when it was brought to our attention as the agency, we spoke to VW, we had a look at the scale of the problem from the information that was available to us. That totaled around 300 vehicles that, you know, we knew about. Volkswagen took a very positive and proactive approach and agreed to do a voluntary arrangement with this. We helped them with the information to contact things. And, you know, as and when that notification actually came through, you know, I couldn't comment. That's a matter for VW. You spoke also about the cost of people picking up the repairs earlier. Then clearly, what I'm interested in is road safety. If there are any financial matters, that's really between the motorist and the manufacturer or the dealership.
Richard Headlam from Which, is it possible people have paid for repairs that were really faults?
Well, absolutely. I mean, obviously, the fact there's been this has been a known fault in the public domain for several years means that there will certainly have been examples where people have taken their car into either a franchised VW Skoda dealer, for example, or to an independent garage, and they've had to pay to get this particular fault fixed up. Now, in those situations, clearly these cars are now being recalled in this VW customer care campaign. But it's quite likely that the car may actually be fixed again, if you like, because it's highly unlikely that all those disparate records are going to have a clear indication of whether the car's already been fixed and the owner's paid for it and perhaps should be getting their money back. What's far more likely to happen is the same work will be done all over again, but free of charge, so the customer still loses out. And, of course, there is the far more serious implication that over 100,000 people have been driving around in cars that could potentially have suffered the same defect as Dr. Brownhill's.
Richard Hurdlam, Alex Fiddes from Vosa, thanks both. In case you're wondering, the engine in Adam Brownhill's Skoda is a 2-litre turbo diesel. As he said, it's made by VW. It was fitted to lots of VW, Seat and Audi models, as well as his Skoda Octavia, mainly between 2006 and 2009. Volkswagen say that they are actively contacting all of the people involved and half, as we heard, have parts replaced. If you're worried, contact your dealer. The government's Green Deal, it's planned to